On Capitol Hill, they're going down in the archives to retrieve the Constitution.
But which Constitution?
This is the first printed draft of the Constitution, as reported to the convention by the Committee of Detail, August 6, 1787. And one of the reasons I chose this is it's annotated by George Washington.
The Constitution was meant to be a moving, evolving document, but the incoming Republican House of Representatives wants to give every piece of legislation a constitutional test.
Question: can you find the word earmark in the Constitution?
Nope. There's no ear or mark either. Not a lot for Congress to do then in this session.
Well, we got that going for us anyway. It's a takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Symbolic or substantive, what will they be doing up there on Capitol Hill? It's Thursday, January 6th.
And the first session is right at the top of the morning's news. It is the 112th congressional session, and there's new leadership at the helm.
The Honorable John A. Boehner of the state of Ohio, having received the majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives of the 112th Congress.
Clerk of the House Lorraine Miller announcing John Boehner's election as House Speaker. Outgoing Speaker Nancy Pelosi handed off her seat and the oversized gavel that goes with it. Boehner had some lofty words about bipartisanship.
To my friends in the minority, I offer a commitment. Openness. Once a tradition of this institution, but increasingly scarce in recent decades, will be the new standard.
But in the Senate, the mood is a little less cooperative. To stave off some Republican stall tactics, Senate Democrats have introduced a measure to limit filibustering.
House Republicans will kick things off by reading the Constitution aloud today. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But later, Congress will take up proposed spending cuts of up to $35 billion. Next week, they'll turn to repealing health care. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, outgoing, by the way, House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, we learn, says that vote will be purely symbolic.
This is a bit of huff and puff. This town does that great.
Gibbs will be stepping down, giving President Obama one more post to fill as he starts appointing new staff members and assembling a fresh economic team this week.
Meanwhile, advisors to Defense Secretary Robert Gates say he needs to cut as much as $150 billion out of his budget, putting on target spending at the Pentagon of around $550 billion. To start, Gates is expected to cancel a $14 billion amphibious craft program. But that $550 billion target doesn't include war spending. Gates has decided to send an additional 1,400 troops to Afghanistan in the coming weeks. He's going to try to cement some security gains before troop reductions begin in July.
The Moroccan government has arrested 27 people accused of operating an al-Qaeda cell in Western Sahara. Officials say the group was connected to European extremists and was planning a suicide and car bombing spree in Rabat and Casablanca. In Egypt, police have been stationed around churches as Coptic Christians prepare to celebrate the Orthodox Christmas Eve tonight amidst violence in that country. Global food prices hit a record high in December when poor weather conditions in major exporting countries curtailed harvests. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,722. The S&P opens at 1,276. And the Nasdaq starts trading at 2702. Coming up this morning, a conversation.
Editing Huckleberry Finn to remove the N-word after all these years is incredibly stupid.
And this should have been done a long time ago.
If you're going to take it out of one, take it out of all of them.
Those are some of the many responses we got on this new edition of Huckleberry Finn coming out without the N-word for students. It will be published in February. The conversation continues with a Twain expert on the original intent of the word. We also find out why, according to a new survey, 84% of Americans are going to be looking for a new job in the new year. Why? Holding our own survey with listeners. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Do you have plans to take this job? And you know what? Those issues coming up later on in the hour.
But first, Congress hosts a constitutional slam. What's the purpose? A stunt? Maybe so.